Week 3, Saturday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. It were my soul's desire to see the face of God. It were my soul's desire to rest in his abode. Grant, Lord, my soul's desire, deep waves of cleansing sighs. Grant, Lord, my soul's desire from earthly cares to rise. It were my soul's desire to imitate my King. It were my soul's desire his endless praise to sing. It were my soul's desire, when heaven's gate is won, to find my soul's desire clear shining like the sun. This still my soul's desire, whatever life afford, to gain my soul's desire, and see thy face, O Lord. You, O Lord, are close, your ways are truth. Psalm 118. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, are close. Your ways are truth. Lord, let your wisdom be with me, to help me and to work with me. A Canticle from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9. O God of my fathers and Lord of mercy, who have made all things by your word, and by your wisdom have formed men to have dominion over the creatures you have made, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and pronounce judgment in uprightness of soul, give me the wisdom that sits by your throne, and do not reject me from among your servants. For I am your slave, and the son of your maidservant, a man who is weak and short-lived, with little understanding of judgment and laws. For even if one is perfect among the sons of men, yet without the wisdom that comes from you, he will be regarded as nothing. With you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, and who understands what is pleasing in your sight, and what is right according to your commandments. Send her forth from the holy heavens, and from the throne of your glory send her, that she may be with me and toil, and that I may learn what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and she will guide me wisely in my actions, and guard me with her glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let your wisdom be with me to help me, and to work with me. The truth of the Lord will stand forever. Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The truth of the Lord will stand firm forever. A reading from Philippians chapter 2. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be innocent and pure, as God's perfect children who live in a world of corrupt and sinful people. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky.
Responsory.
I called to you, Lord, you are my refuge. I called to you, Lord, you are my refuge. You are all I have in the land of the living. I called to you, Lord, you are my refuge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I called to you, Lord, you are my refuge. Give your light, Lord, to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give your light, Lord, to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Intercessions.
From all eternity, God chose Mary to be Mother of Christ. Therefore she is above all other creatures, both in heaven and on earth. With her we proclaim, My soul glorifies the Lord. Father, your Son Jesus gave his mother to the Church as a perfect example of faith. May we accept your word in faith as she did. My soul glorifies the Lord. Mary listened to your voice and brought your word into the world. By answering your call, may we too bring your Son to all people. My soul glorifies the Lord. You strengthened Mary to stand at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection. By her intercession, lighten our sorrow and reinforce our hope. My soul glorifies the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, source and origin of our salvation, make our lives here on earth so proclaim your glory that we may praise you without ceasing in heaven. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.